You're down to the last straw. You've got nothing to give. God is showing you that you do have something to give.
Elizabeth Elliot says that God knows the end from the beginning, and He calls us to put our faith in Him, to set our feet on that rock which will never move. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including Secure in the Everlasting Arms and God's Guidance, A Slow and Certain Light. As you put your faith in the solid rock, study the unchanging word with us today. Here's Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you this time about Bake Me a Cake. Years ago, when I had been a widow for 13 years, I met a man who was to be my second husband. I never dreamed that I would have a second husband. I hardly had dared to dream that I would have a first. But Addison Leach came along and wanted to marry me. Well, when he was closing in for the kill, as it were, he wrote me what I referred to later as his geriatric letter. I was 42 years old. He was 60. He used to say, "I'm over the hill." He wrote me a beautiful love letter, but he included in it what he thought I needed to face very squarely, some hard, unavoidable facts about old age. And he said, "If you take on this old man, one of these days you're going to have to clean my glasses for me." He listed a preview of coming attractions. He said, "The next thing will be you'll have to take over the driving." And then he went on to give me a list of far less palatable things that might someday happen. I knew very well that a commitment of love is a total commitment. Marriage is for life, till death us do part. We didn't change the wording of the wedding ceremony, as some young people do nowadays, to say instead of "as long as we both shall live," to "as long as we both shall love." So I looked squarely at the letter, and I accepted the proposal with all of those possible previews of coming attractions. But he ended the letter with these unforgettable words. So he said, "Having explained all of this and reminded you of the possibilities, I now say, here I am, all of me, for you, forever. But what kind of an offering is that?" Have you ever had the feeling that you had nothing to offer to God? Do you feel that you haven't got a thing that could possibly be of use to Him? Would you add to any offering, "What kind of an offering is that?" Well, if we think about it, we would all feel that way about anything at all that we would offer to God. Our talents, our money, our time, our work, our possessions, our bodies. What kind of an offering is that? The one who moves the galaxies, what does He want with one ordinary human being? What does He want even with one talented human being, if we happen to think that we fall into that category? That's not the point. The point that God is interested in is, are you prepared to say, "Here am I, all of me for you forever"? Well, because I loved Ad Leach, I was prepared to accept the proposal with the conditions, to take the offering with all its limitations and rather daunting possibilities. There's a wonderful story in the first book of Kings in chapter 17 about just exactly this kind of thing. And you're going to see where I got my title, Bake Me a Cake. You remember the story of Elijah the Tishbite, who in the wilderness was fed by ravens. And after the ravens had fed him, then the Lord said that He was going to send him to Zarephath, where He had commanded a widow to feed him. The brook had dried up, and he had to go elsewhere. So God sends him off to Zarephath. When he reached the entrance to the village, he saw a widow gathering sticks, and he called to her, and he said, "Please bring me a little water in a pitcher to drink." As she went to fetch it, he called after her, "Bring me, please, a piece of bread as well." But she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I have no food to sustain me, except a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a flask. Here I am gathering two or three sticks to go and cook something for my son and myself before we die." She would have said, "You got to be kidding. You're asking me to bake you a cake? Now you know where I got the title for this talk." She hardly had enough to make one cake for herself and her son. That was all that stood between her and death. And here comes a man of God saying, "Bake me a cake." Does it seem strange to you that God, having fed Elijah with ravens, would now cut that supply off and send him to the most destitute of all people? And I don't think we can even imagine in modern times the destitution of a widow back in Old Testament times. She had no possible source of income or support. Here was this poor widow out gathering the last one or two sticks to make a tiny little fire to bake a teeny tiny little cake out of a handful of flour and a few drops of oil. And along comes the man of God asking a favor. What could he possibly make out of that? What was she supposed to do? But I see in this widow not just a destitute, helpless woman, but someone who actually believed in God, someone with faith, because somehow she had recognized that it was God who was coming to her in the form of the prophet Elijah. Somehow she recognized that even in her poverty, she was being given the opportunity to do something for God. Even in your poverty, even in your helplessness, even if you are not in an economic sense poor, even if you're not below the poverty level, you may feel totally helpless to do something which it seems God is asking you to do. Maybe somebody else is asking you to do something and you're saying, "Sorry, no way. There's just nothing I could possibly do to help. Not me. Don't ask me. Don't come to me." You're down to the last straw, the end of your rope. You can't take any more. You've got nothing to give. God is showing you that you do have something to give. And it's everything. God gives us everything, but he also asks for everything. It was when my husband, Ad Leach, was ill with cancer and was dying, and almost everything that he had included in what I called his geriatric letter had taken place, from cleaning the glasses and taking over the driving down to the less palatable things. It was during that time of destitution and helplessness that God brought to me the lesson from this 17th chapter of Kings. Do you remember the end of the story? When she said that there was nothing standing between her and death except these few drops of oil and this handful of flour, Elijah said, "Never fear, go and do as you say, but first make me a small cake from what you have and bring it out to me. And after that, make something for your son and yourself. For this is the word of the Lord, the God of Israel. The jar of flour shall not give out, nor the flask of oil fail, until the Lord sends rain on the land." She went and did as Elijah had said, and there was food for him and for her and her family for a long time. The jar of oil did not give out, nor did the flask of oil fail, as the word of the Lord foretold through Elijah. Can God multiply a few drops of oil and a handful of flour? You have no idea what God can do if you'll turn it over to him, if you'll let go. You may be clutching in your hand what seems to you to be the last thing you have to hang on to, something which seems to you to be your security. And God says, "Will you give it to me? Will you let go of it? Will you let me handle it?" And you're saying, what's the good of that? What kind of an offering is that? You're not going to take away the very last thing I have, Lord. Would you do that to me? I thought you loved me. You wouldn't ask for this tiny little last thing. It's all I've got. And the Lord says, that's what I'm asking. Bake me a cake. All that I am, all that I have, all that I do, and all that I suffer. I came across a poem by Amy Carmichael that illustrates this principle. Thy servant, Lord, hath nothing in the house, not even one small pot of common oil. For he who never cometh but to spoil hath raided my poor house again, again, that ruthless strong man armed, whom men call pain. I thought that I had courage in the house and patience to be quiet and endure, and sometimes happy songs. Now I am sure thy servant truly hath not anything. And see, my songbird hath a broken wing. My servant, I have come into this house. I who know pain's extremity so well that there can never be the need to tell his power to make the flesh and spirit quail. Have I not felt the scourge, the thorn, the nail? And I, his conqueror, am in the house. Let not your heart be troubled. Do not fear. Why shouldst thou, child of mine, if I am here? My touch will heal thy songbird's broken wing, and he shall have a braver song to sing. God is saying to you, bake me a cake. Will you give it to him, the last thing in your hand?
As Elizabeth has said, anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Elizabeth Elliot has been sharing timeless truth with ladies for many years, drawing insight from her Bible study and her experiences as a wife, mother, and missionary. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliot. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network, Charlotte, North Carolina.